Very anti-USA, the chants, the graffiti, and the burning of American flags. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we stand now at this point, heading in to the weekend, getting deeper into the weekend. Scary stuff coming on the heels of the four murders of the Americans in Benghazi in Libya at our consulate, marked in a planned attack, and then everything that's erupted as a result of this bogus, I think, anti-Muslim feature that was a 14-minute trailer on YouTube ripping the Prophet Muhammad, or goofily depicting him anyway as a homosexual and a womanizer and, you know, that kind of stuff. And then there's questions about the guy who put the thing together in the first place with trashy dubbing on top of the actors' voices. So how much deeper do we need to go as he has disappeared? And unfortunately, he lit the fuse, at least in Cairo. That chaos and confusion and all that in Libya, I think, was intentional, without a doubt. I talked previously about a source that I had on this at the Pentagon, and right away, that was their conversation. They were piecing it together as an inside job, that there were other people that were able to point out what was going on, what the schedules were, and what was going to be wide open because the security was a little bit lax at that particular embassy, which couldn't be the worst place in the world to have, of course, to have the people that were working there so exposed. The other part of this is, and this wasn't talked about as much, is there were people wounded. There were 30 people wounded in this, and things were stolen, including a list that's missing anyway, of Libyans who were helping Americans, who were giving information, talking about what they saw, what was going on. They were the eyes and the ears for many of the people at the embassy. So imagine that they're marked. They'd have to be marked people at this point. Here's what Victoria Nuland said officially from the State Department, talking about the film and also about Stephen's death.
We absolutely reject both its message and its content, which we consider disgusting and reprehensible. We don't have any definitive information of our own as to exactly when he passed or what the precise causes of death were. I would guess that this is among the things that will become clearer as the Libyans work on their investigation with our support.
But disgusting and reprehensible, her words, doesn't mean no matter what. Whether it was a hoax, a hyped-up video, whatever it was, doesn't mean that this should be the reason that anybody should be killed, injured, or anything else. And Americans, certainly, in those regions, have to be unbelievably careful. And already, checking the State Department, that warning is pretty clear. Do not go near these spots. Don't do it. How does this all end? How does this all wrap up in the Middle East? It's just one big question mark, and it has been a question mark forever. Our relationship to many of these countries in the Middle East has been confusing, to say the least. A lot of the dictators that are now gone, from Gaddafi to Mubarak, we had friendships with, we were supplying money to. Now it's turned around, and who the new leaders are, not quite clear in some cases. And what is the Muslim Brotherhood? And how much money should we be pumping into these countries? We've sent our Navy destroyers out there. We've got warships out there. We have an investigation going on. We have warnings. And we have violence. We have protesting and people screaming anti-American things. Now, screaming anti-American things different from being armed and shooting at people in the embassy and specifically trying to kill Americans, which is what clearly happened in Libya, in Benghazi. Ambassador Stevens, a lifelong fighter for human rights, who wanted to be there, and who, I mean, unfortunately was dragged through an unbelievable odyssey that led to his death at the end. And I hope that they nail these people big time responsible for this. Do you think if in your city, be it big, medium, or small, if the Board of Health in your area got rid of big sodas, would you see thin people, in-shape people, 6% body people walking around in your neighborhoods? I'm just asking. In New York, I guess it's that old saying, you can never be too rich or too thin, or you can't, because there's a reason why you can't have these big sports drinks anymore, and it's because of obesity, according to Michael Bloomberg, the mayor. This was his push, and the health board signed off on it. It got passed on Thursday. It means there's a freeze. You get a 16-ounce cup, and the same thing for diet sodas, non-diet sodas, all that kind of stuff when you reach and grab them. It's in fast food spots, in movie theaters, Broadway theaters, workplace cafeterias, and any place else selling prepared food. Now, it doesn't cover the supermarkets or the convenience stores because that stuff that they sell, especially things that are prepackaged that could be used for a family or whatever. The city is saying the ban is necessary because they've got to take matters into their own hand. Why? Because they need to combat obesity, the epidemic. The restaurants, people in beverage, hate this idea. Because to think, and I agree with them, to think that sugary sodas have made everyone fat in America is a gross miscalculation. And here's a case where I would say, this is too much government for me. Somebody wants to drink 32 ounces, let them. They could be eating a bag of carrots and have a 32-ounce soda. Who knows? But it's not my problem. I think you have to check yourself. It's not up to the government to check you. I know we can look at it this the other way, especially with the way healthcare is, and say, well, guess what? With there's more people damage themselves, that kills us in our insurance. But I don't believe you can just end the whole soda thing and think that that's what's going to champion becoming in shape and not obese. I mean, they're trying to do a whole bunch of things. They're trying to post calorie counts. Other places do that. They're trying to do other aggressive things, like tell mothers to newborns, why don't you try breastfeeding? In fact, you got to do breastfeeding because we don't have that formula you need. So you have no choice. Oh, my. Now when people say New York is like a police state, I'm not going to think they're so crazy anymore. Odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,732.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,775.51, $887.76 for a half ounce, or $443.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,775.51, $887.76, and $443.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Get past the beef, forget past the system, man.
Hey, coming up this hour, we have our cheap movie review. Woohoo! There's a movie I want to see. It's called Arbitrage. Richard Gere, Susan Sarandon, two of the actors in it, and it's loosely kind of like a Bernie Madoff flick. And it's not about Bernie Madoff, but let's just say there are shades of Madoff in this movie, and I've seen little snippets, and it actually looked pretty good to me. And Richard Gere, lately, in anything that he's done in the later years especially, have been really terrific. So I like this idea. I saw a report the other day. You know, we've skated on this whole Social Security thing. Every time you get a check, you know, and you look at it, Social Security, see how much is taken out of your check. Maybe you don't really check your checks. And there's a great question. How many people, if you work for somebody, do you just, you see the main number and you just plop it in the bank, or it's direct deposit, it's just in the bank and that's it, so you're not looking at how it's broken down. But there is just some just new information that was released. By the end of August, and this is from the U.S. Treasury Department, the federal government has already paid out record amounts in Social Security and disability benefits during 2012, even though there's still a month left in the year, because you know how their budgets run. So the amount the federal government paid a total of $591.492 billion in benefits from the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund through just the end of August. That's the number. So that means the government is paid $3.151 billion more in Social Security benefits in just the first 11 months of this year than it paid in all of 2011. Why is that so scary? Think about it. Because the population is aging. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. And we're broke. So what happens as that number keeps going up? The record numbers keep going up. Time to get off the grid. I'm just saying. Make sure you know how to grow your own vegetables and fruits, and you can be self-sufficient. That is that's scary because there are people that are relying on that. Even if they had a decent job, no matter what, they're relying on that income. Because guess what? You don't know how long you're going to live. People are living longer. And if you live, you retire and you live 20, 30 years afterwards, what are you being supported on? That good job, but that good job only goes so far. Ugh, and then if you don't have a good job. You know, this is one of those kind of things. Cause I like this segment where you can jump around. And in jumping around, let me tell you something. We talk about this. Now, how many people, what is real wealth? We keep hearing the word rich. I've never heard the word rich so much or 1% ever in my whole life. Ever. But this year, everybody's talking about that. Middle class, rich people, get the rich people, make them pay. The rich people pay their fair share. So I saw a posting, somebody sent it to me, a link is on one of the websites. And it's a mansion that's for sale. And the mansion that's for sale is in London. And it's the home of Lebanon's late prime minister. And it's supposed to be the most valuable housing transaction in British history. And the reason is because of the price that they are asking for it. But let me describe to you, I mean, this is wealth. And I just have to throw it out to you so you see how the other half lives. I mean, really, this is that rarefied air. So this is for sale, and it's a 45-bedroom, no joke, 7-story building. It runs for 60,000 square feet. So it's just a tiny bit smaller, to give you an idea, than the playing field of the Premier League football pitch. It was originally built as 4 separate family houses. And it was owned by the former, as I said, the former Prime Minister to Lebanon, Rafik Hariri. And it's supposed to be the most valuable housing transition in the history of England. Can you imagine? But the price tag is not cheap. In fact, the value is about 800 times the average, get the average London property price of £388,000. 800 times. What are you going to do with all those rooms? How would you ever keep, you'd have to have so much help, how would you ever keep that place clean? I'd say forget about it. Unless you're starting an incredible business out of a place like that. And what business would that be? All right, speaking of businesses, also coming up this hour, you're going to love this because the iPhone 5 is coming out. Peter Rojas joins us, and he's going to talk about the iPhone. What new gadgets are there and why it'll wow some people. Maybe it won't wow other people. But what it'll do, and the anticipation over it has been huge. I mean, just absolutely huge. But everything that Apple does creates a lot of attention, a lot of attraction, a lot of people interested in what Steve Jobs' legacy and how he hooked everything brilliantly together. So the iPhone 5 is a good reminder. Why do you not have Press 4? You can get Press 4 by going to America Tonight. If you click on the icon, you can download it to your smartphone or whatever kind of phone you have. You can even do it on a rotary dial if you just had a regular phone. But you'll have it in there and you won't have to worry about it. Plus, you'll be entered in our drawing for a brand new iPhone like this iPhone. You don't have to stand and wait in lines. You get your own iPhone. If you're in a contract, then you can take $200 instead. Press 4 will do that for you. Yeah. I think it's very cool. Because if you have the little app, you can vent whenever you want to, and I'll get the notice of it. It's during the day. It's over the weekend. You want to vent. Boom. Just like that. Get in. But more importantly, win the iPhone 5. win the iPhone so you don't have to pay the outrageous price to get hooked into it. Or you don't have to turn it in, you already have the replacement player. How's that? Heartdrop.com. Don Wiskin. You hear our heart, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. I keep looking for personal stories, and we've had a lot of famous people, sadly, like Michael Clark Duncan and Rosie O'Donnell going to the hospital and pretty much saving herself, and there it is. Hear it? That's not Donovan's heart, by the way. That's crazy. Sadly, it's, you know, you kind of take it for granted. I said that I started this whole heart campaign because I was worried. I was worried because I was meeting too many people and I knew too many people who had something happen where they had to be operated on and suddenly they had heart problems and it was nasty. And I found out my cholesterol was pretty high and so was my blood pressure. So the introduction to Don Wiskin was brilliant. I really do. I really swear by Extendivite because I can take it. It's easy. In fact, I even mix it in with applesauce sometimes. Check out his story. It's sad. It's unbelievable. He was a roofer. His whole family wiped out by heart bypasses and the such. So, and he knew he was in the, going down that same hill. So he did something out of the box, something extraordinary, and helped develop Heart Drop. Let people Heart Drop. They let people develop it, but got involved in it. So if you go to the website, which nobody's clawing at you or taking information, but just go to the website, read his story. I think if anyone's story, and if there's any reason anyone would be involved in what's happening with the heart, it would have to be him. Heartdrop.com. Heartdrop.com. All right, as I said, coming up, we're going to have that conversation with Peter Rojas and what a resume this guy has. Incredible resume. So he knows when he talks tech, he knows exactly what he's talking about. He's a former tech journalist and he co-founded a ton of blogs and websites and he definitely knows how to get people involved. And his new thing, he's going to talk about that too, it's called Gadget. And Gadget will do almost anything for you. Almost anything. Can't take your shower for you, but pretty much everything else it can.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. Sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough.
Any day on the weekend is a good day to go and catch a flick, and there's a couple of really good ones, I think, this weekend. Kind of a mixed bag. One that I've heard a lot about and I think is interesting, I already mentioned this earlier, is a movie called Arbitrage. The main star is Richard Gere. Take a listen to this little sneak peek.
A dedicated businessman, a family man I am very lucky to call my mentor and my father.
World events all revolve around five things. M-O-N-E-Y.
Why sell our company? We make a great return.
How much money do we need? You want to be the richest guy in the cemetery?
Come away with me.
Jimmy, it's me.
You want to tell me what this is?
You don't ask.
The car rolled into multiple impacts. She was here. Her feet were down here.
So who kicked out the door?
The situation would be manslaughter. What would you advise such a person to do?
There's about 50 things that person wouldn't have thought of.
Fingerprints, DNA, cell phone records. That person were closing a merger with a large bank. Any arrest could derail the transaction.
Half of the fund's assets are missing. There's a $400 million hole here.
That's ridiculous. You're looking at 1,000 years jail time.
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
The Detective Breyer here is here.
We haven't located the driver.
The driver?
Yeah, someone else was driving. What happened to your head?
I hit it on a medicine cabinet.
Hate when that happens.
Detective Breyer, is this about your husband?
Fine, make an appointment.
What's happening?
He's my dad. I have to trust him.
This is a homicide.
I know he went to pick him up.
The more time that passes, the more lies are told.
Did you want me to let Orange Ventures go bankrupt?
You lied.
We were going broke.
The police have been trying to talk to me, and I'm not going to lie for you.
The guy did it. He does not get to walk just because he's on CNBC.
I am your partner.
You are not my partner. You work for me.
You brought this to our door.
Everything I do is for us, for this family. Now you're telling me how to run my business?
This isn't about your business. This is our life.
All right, I mentioned some of the cast. Susan Sarandon, Tim Roth is in it. Nate Parker's in it. Richard Gere is in it. And more importantly, it's the story of the wicked web that kind of a Bernie Madoff guy weaved. It's loosely based on him and stopping at nothing to just get more money, more money, more money. You heard the quote there from Susan Sarandon. It looks pretty good, although rated from the critics not very high. Couple of stars when there's like 5 stars, so 2 out of 5 stars, but I don't care. Whatever the critics say, usually I like the opposite. 10 years is the next flick. I'll explain, but take a listen.
Thanks for coming, man.
I'm excited to meet everybody. Finally get some dirt on you.
Gonna do it. Like old times. You and me, I say.
Okay, Papi.
Mommy's gonna have a night without you.
I gotta go. Oh, we just passed the tree. Oh!
What's up, man?
You got fat, sucker.
What did you eat? One of your kids?
Oh, my God. Look who it is. Is there any way we can sneak some of this booze in?
I can't put anything with a lid.
What's your kid got over there?
Can I get my picture taken with you?
Never Had is one of my top 10 favorite songs.
Thank you very much.
G-Money. Get low, baby.
This is my wife, Olivia. You married a white girl for real?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was senior year.
That was 4 days ago.
Are you ready for this?
We'll see.
How about some shots?
I love you.
And now the party can start. Okay.
Look who it is. I thought she wouldn't come in. Did you tell Jess about her?
Yeah, of course I told Jess about her. This is going to get weird. I'm happy to decide to come.
You're the only reason I did. You want to go over there? No. You, this rock star?
I'm not a rock star. I'm just a musician.
I've been gone for... How black did you act?
Like on a scale from 1 to 10?
Like on a scale from white to black.
I'd say like a dark gray.
I'm sure you need all sorts of houses for all those baby mamas and groupies.
Baby mamas? No, baby mamas get their own baby mama condos.
You know what we should do? Toilet paper house.
I hope she finds the beauty in it.
I think she will.
Hey, Jake. I think you owe me a dance.
You've never told me why you guys broke up.
I stayed as long as I could. I just needed to grow up.
So have you grown up now? You're the best I've ever had.
You can relate to this, going to a high school reunion 10, 20, 30 years later. This one's 10 years out. Channing Tatum is in it, so that means teenage girls will like it. It's PG-13. You have Kate Mara also in it. She's, you know, of the... her sister was in The Dragon Tattoo, and she's been in a bunch of movies. Chris Pratt is also in it. So faces you might recognize, but the whole storyline thing is going back to... high school reunion and get all those old feelings bubbling up. Ugh. High school reunions. I never went to any. Did any of you go to your high school reunions? Might have been fun. All right, Bait 3D is the last one on the list, and I'll let you hear it.
You ready to leave all this behind?
Where you go, I go.
You know that knot in your gut? That feeling in the air. That voice in your head. Don't ignore it. Sometimes it's the only warning you'll get.
Get out that way!
Oh my God. What's that? Where is he, Josh?
Get everyone out of the water.
Out of the water, now! Please help me! Help me!
There's a 12-foot great white shark in here.
Oh, shit!
Why does it keep circling?
Curious. Not sure what we are.
Hold on! Come on,
baby, swim!
I can make it! I can make it!
Give me your shoes.
Excuse me?
To break the windscreen.
Are you crazy? These are $300 Gucci.
Who cares about your Gucci shoes if you're getting attacked by a shark? You could tell what that was. Imagine the shark, the great white, flying out at you when you're sitting there in the theater if you want to pay $20 to see it in 3D. That's the problem with 3D. Kid movie, scary movie, yeah, might not be good for kids. They'll never go in the water again. There's something about the whole shark thing. I'll tell you the movie coming down the road that I want to see. It's the Lincoln movie where Daniel Day-Lewis is the president. People have been talking about this for a while, and we've seen him as Lincoln, but it's the first time we've heard the voice of Daniel Day-Lewis as the 16th press. And this is Spielberg's creation, Lincoln. This is, I think, an interesting concept. And the trailer, in the trailers, you watch it, because I was watching it the other day, it shows some health problems for Lincoln. And, you know, you think of Lincoln as just this tall guy. You think of tall, 6'4", and pretty strong. But his speaking voice was higher and a little bit more shrill than the politicians of the time who had really deep voices. So this, I think this presentation has a chance to clean up at the award shows. This is going to be the one to definitely mark down that you'll want to see, focusing on the last 4 months of Lincoln's life. Coming up, we have so much more. Big shout out to Donovan Madsen for his help on the technicals, and Mahalo, the resident intern. Stick with us, more to come.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
America Tonight. People are buzzing about the iPhone 5. I'm still trying to figure out some of the aspects of the iPhone before that I'm carrying around that sometimes does things that I can't figure out. So who better to have on the show than a tech geek? He's a veteran tech journalist. He co-founded a bunch of tech industry blogs and websites, quite a resume. And it's Pete Rojas joining us. He is also the co-founder of Gadget. Gadget, I hear, is something really, really cool for people who are shopping and need things to be made a little bit easier. We'll let him explain that to us at the tail end of this. Hey, Pete, thanks for jumping on ATN.
Oh, my pleasure.
So iPhone 5, we've been talking about this now for a while. Is this going to just blow us away with all the things the iPhone 5 can do? I mean, are people just already so sucked into this that this is the most incredible piece of technology that we have to date when it comes to phones and all the cool things they can do?
Well, the first way I would describe the new iPhone is that Apple has built an amazing franchise in mobile phones, and this new version is not necessarily a dramatic leap forward from the iPhone 4S, but it does have a bunch of improvements, and some improvements in which they're playing catch up against the other manufacturers that have had similar specs out in the market for a long time. So, for instance, this is the first iPhone which will have LTE, which is the new really fast 4G wireless network. And, you know, Samsung and HTC and Motorola have had LTE phones out in the market for well over a year now. And so in that respect, Apple's playing catch up with everybody else.
So Ed, talking about the fact that, as you said, there's some things that they're catching up to. Is the deal that you can turn in your phone, because you know how they keep, I call them the little bricks, the bricks just keep changing. Does Apple have a thing where people can turn in their phone and get the new the iPhone 5?
They do sometimes have a trade-in policy, and I know with the iPhone 4S that they were accepting trade-ins for a certain amount, and there are other places like Gazelle or even eBay where you can trade in your phone online and get cash for it. So you can do that. I think that most people would find that they're better off trying to sell the phone and they get more money for it than if they just trade it into Apple.
Yeah. Did in creating the iPhone 5, was part of it playing catch up, but also trying to design something better, like listening to what people complained about with the iPhones along the way and just tweaking it and making it lighter, making it better, as far as easier to work, that kind of thing. Because, you know, in the beginning, people complained who weren't tech people complained about how difficult it was to figure it out.
Yeah, and I think that they've made a lot of improvements to the operating system. And I mean, Apple with iOS, which is the operating system for their phones and the iPad, has always been pretty easy to use compared with some of the alternatives. But they've all come a long way. And I think that one of the things that they did was they made the screen larger. They actually made the screen, the width is the same, but they made it longer. And there has been sort of a shift in the market towards phones with larger screens, and you'll see with the Galaxy S3, which is Samsung's big flagship phone, which they've already sold 10 million in just the past couple months, you know, that has a 4.7-inch screen, which is really a lot bigger, especially side-by-side if you see it with the last iPhone's 3.5-inch screen. The new iPhone has a 4-inch screen. Mm. So they're making the screen a little bigger, which means that for looking at photos, watching videos, playing games, some typing and things like that, it can be a little easier. And I think that they did respond to the market shift there, that people were showing a preference for larger screens. So I think that Apple did respond in that respect. One of the things that they did is by making the phone a little bigger, it lets them put a bigger battery in there. And the battery life has always been one of the biggest complaints about not just the iPhone, but really most smartphones, is that battery dies too quickly. And for all the things that you want to do with it, which is if you're listening to music, watching videos, surfing the web, using your apps and things like that, that you have to be careful how much of that stuff that you do, because otherwise you risk the battery running down and not lasting a full day.
Yeah. How about the Siri, the voice of Siri? Did they tweak that at all? Because some people had complaints about Siri, too.
So I don't think that they've made too many improvements there. They have always been pretty clear that Siri is a beta product, and so not necessarily finished in their eyes. But they did bring it to the new iPod Touch, which means that they feel more confident about it. And a lot of the improvements in Siri will be not necessarily in the phone itself, but the way Siri works is Apple actually, and this sounds a little crazy, is that they do take the recording of your voice and process it and send that request back to a server somewhere. And so a lot of the improvements they can make actually back and on their server, and doesn't necessarily have to be an improvement on the phone itself.
Yeah. The other thing that people complained about is the whole picture-taking aspect. You talked about the screen being bigger and being able to look at things differently, but also actually just the camera quality. I heard that was one of the things that they were going to work on and improve on here.
Yeah, and they've definitely improved the camera quality, and I think that it doesn't necessarily have more megapixels than before. It's an 8-megapixel camera, but they have improved the speed of the camera and the quality of the sort of the richness of the colors that it captures and things like that, and added a sort of a panorama mode, so that if you want to take those nice kind of panoramic pictures when you're out hiking or something like that, mm-hmm. You can do that really easily now.
Yeah. So you're a vet tech journalist. You've seen things really blossom in many, many ways, including what we're talking about now, the technology of the iPhone and how it's improved. And you were involved in video gaming. You actually founded the video game blog Joystick. I mean, video games still couldn't be bigger, could they? Isn't there room for more growth here?
Oh, I mean, a tremendous amount. And what's happened is that video games, which used to be something that you played on a console connected to a TV in your living room, have now become something that you have on your phone and you play all the time. And actually, the what's interesting is that the business model for video games has changed a lot in response. And so it used to be that you went to the store and you bought a CD or a DVD and you paid, $40, $50, $60 for a game. Now it's what's been really successful are games that are free to play. And the way that the companies make money is they sell you virtual goods within the game. So a good example is Farmville, which I know a lot of people have played. It's very popular. And the way that Farmville is free to play, but if you want to grow your crops a little more quickly or buy a tractor or whatever, you have to spend real money for those things. And so that's sort of the emerging model for video games, especially on smartphones, which is to make the games free or a dollar, really cheap, and then figure out other ways to make money.
Yeah. So we hop along with your career, and now I mentioned that you're a co-founder of Gadget.com. Explain what Gadget does.
Well, so, yeah, my background was as a tech journalist and as a blogger, and one of the things that sort of frustrated me in sort of covering the news and the announcements every day was that for the average person who wasn't a super tech nerd like me, being able to figure out what, not just what phone to buy or what television to buy, but things like what router to buy, what printer to buy, could be a little overwhelming. And what we wanted to do was to create a site which would let you feel like you were making the right decision, that you were able to buy with confidence when it comes to gadgets and electronics. And so what we do is we actually go and look at all the sites out there, all the tech review sites and news sites out there, and aggregate all of their data around the reviews. And then we go through and score everything. It's a little bit like what Rotten Tomatoes does for movies, and sort of be able to say, you know, the iPhone has this score, the Galaxy S3 has this score, and we go through and pick out the cream of the crop and say these are the phones and TVs and gadgets and whatever that we feel like you cannot go wrong if you buy these.
Yeah, and that's really the future. That's what people want. They want, you know, we want somebody to tell us. We want somebody to show us, how do we do this? How do we get in with the in crowd, I guess? Is that kind of it? It's like your own, it's, you know, remember the books that were so popular, Learn How to Play Tennis for Dummies, or,
yep.
You know, Macrame for Dummies. It's like that in a way.
Well, it's overwhelming, and I think that at the end of the day, you shouldn't have to spend hours and hours and hours of your life researching this stuff. You should be able to just have one or two places where you can go. And some people do have a friend, right, that knows this stuff, and you just ask your friend. So we kind of think of ourselves as like, we're your friend. We're the place that you can go to and you can trust, and that we're going to sort of steer you in the right direction. You don't have to go and spend lots of time doing all this legwork. We do the legwork for you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, continued success and good luck as it continues to move on. Gadget.com, Pete Rojas, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.